One of the two Democrats on the ballot for state senate in Windham County is Nader Hashem, and I hope I've got the pronunciation right, because I want to make sure that people at least know how to pronounce your name.
Sure, it's Nader Hashem.
Nader Hashem. Great. So thank you very, very much. And so, again, I'm going to ask just several questions for you. Well, first is, what would you tell people about yourself and your life experiences to date that would have led you toward making a run for state senate?
Sure. First, I just want to say thanks for taking the time to interview me real quick. I do appreciate it. What I would tell folks is that, I've spent my entire adult life working in public service. My first job in Vermont, I served as a Vermont State Trooper out of the Brattleboro and then the Westminster Barracks. I did that job for just about 7.5 years. And, that's a job that took me all across the county. And, when you're in law enforcement, you really see the real struggles that folks have to deal with, whether it's poverty, opioid addiction, domestic abuse, and many other things. The list goes on for quite a while. And, seeing those things face to face is a lot more different than reading about it. It really sticks with you. And for me, at least, it gave me a drive to make sure that I do what I can to help people in Windham County. And in 2018, I ran for state rep, and I served the Windham 4 district, which covers Putney, Dummerston, and Westminster. And during that time, I served on the judiciary. So, after about around 12 years or so of living in Vermont and working in public service, I want to take my experiences in the county back up to the state house and represent Windham County as a state senator.
What's the most important thing that you'd like to do as a state senator, and why?
The most important thing, I would say, when it comes to policy and, what the goals are for the county, I think housing is the number one issue. Everywhere I've gone, whether it's Brattleboro, Bellows Falls, or Wardsboro or Halifax, the most common theme that I'm hearing has to do with housing. And, I think that the two approaches that we have to look at are, one, revisiting Act 250, which is a perennial policy that we talk about every year. But in my conversations with folks who work in zoning offices and the Windham Regional Commission, it's not just Act 250. It's also dealing with, we also have to deal with building out infrastructure and finding the means and the will to invest in primarily sewer and wastewater infrastructure so that housing units can be built in village centers. And so, my hope is to work closely with the treasurer's office to discuss how we can get more grants and bonds to municipalities who want to invest in housing infrastructure, because one of the last things I want to do is create unfunded mandates for our towns.
And how would you separate yourself in terms of how you'd stand out from the other candidates in this particular race?
I think the thing that makes me stand out is, I would say it's my experiences as a state member. As I previously highlighted, it's one thing to read about opioid addiction or to read about domestic abuse, but when you're seeing the ripple effects that an overdose has in a community, on a family, on friends, or when you see the ripple effects of domestic abuse, that really shows you how these incidents affect our communities. And, seeing the struggles that our Windham County residents face is what really drives me. And I think that comes a lot from my experiences as a state trooper.
And finally, is there anything else that you would like to say to prospective voters that you might have left out?
Talked about, what my number one policy or issue is. And, I would say to voters is that it's really challenging, if not impossible, to pick a single issue. There's also economic development, workforce development, climate change, the opioid crisis, and, the list goes on for quite a while. And, my hope is to expand from my experiences of as somebody who, you know, has experience in the judiciary and experience in law enforcement, and also make sure to focus on the bigger picture, because, you know, Windham County is a large place. There's, you know, tens of thousands of residents, and, you know, we have rural communities and we have, you know, quote unquote urban communities, you know, what could be considered urban for Vermont. And, you know, I want voters to know that I recognize there's no one size fits all policy. You know, what works in Brattleboro may not work in Wardsboro. And so that's what I'd like voters to know, is that I want to make sure to cover as much ground as possible to make sure to help as many Vermonters as possible.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I appreciate the time as well.